Now, of course, despite the bit of technical slowdowns there, but Vrindavan is such a special place. And in Vrindavan, as many of the devotees probably experienced while chanting Krishna's names underneath those trees that actually witnessed the pastimes of Krishna, sitting often on the dust and touching the dust that Krishna actually touched with his lotus feet, and also the Braja Gopikas, Srimati Radharani, they would walk past that very spot because Srimati Radharani would go to cook for Krishna there. And the cowherd boys would be there because that place, Terkadamba, was the Goshala of Krishna. And so many pastimes took place, so much teasing, so many loving exchanges. And just by touching these places, by touching Vrindavan, and somehow if the curtain of our minds lift and we can chant, and that causes Krishna to reciprocate by lifting something of the curtain that covers Vrindavan from our perception, and we perceive something, and Krishna may not fully manifest by sitting there and chanting there, the Dham reciprocates. And the first result of that, and it's so amazing because all you have to do is be there and sit there, and the dust and the chanting is so powerful. And the atmosphere there and here and everywhere in Vrindavan has sort of a thick sweetness to it. And what it does, it affects the consciousness, it affects the heart, and the heart becomes what? Who can think of, who's a good mind reader here? In Hindi, Nirvana, in English, someone can translate. Soft, Kamal, like that? It becomes soft. And it becomes soft, and it becomes full. And when one's heart is full and soft, and it's the hardness of the heart that makes it empty and wanting to become more and more greedy and more selfish. But it's when it's soft and in Vrindavan and chanting and serving, chanting in a serving mood, chanting in a surrendered mood, the heart becomes full and soft. And then it becomes very easy to give. Because if our hearts aren't soft and full, we feel like beggars who are giving charity. And of course, there's something very special in that, and that's something very mystical about Krishna consciousness. When we preach, we can give what we don't have, in a sense, and our heart becomes filled just by that process of giving in good consciousness, in a prayerful consciousness, in a dependent consciousness. We become filled in that way. And that brings us to the pastime that I would like to speak of that was very meaningful for me. It's a pastime of Chaitanya and Nittai, or Nittai and Chaitanya. And it's a pastime that we know, everyone knows. This is one of the first pastimes when we hear when we join the Krishna consciousness movement, the deliverance of Jagai and Madhai. But I'm not going to read much of it because it's long, but there are parts I want to read. But I will tell some of the pastime, and then I will tell the particular part that really impressed me many years ago, and it taught me what the meaning of a Vaishnava is and what the meaning specifically of a guru is. We know how Mahaprabhu had begun his Sankirtan movement, and he had was preaching amongst the, he was chanting amongst the devotees, and the door was locked, basically. But then at some point, he wanted to expand the Sankirtan movement. And he ordered Haridas and Nityananda Prabhu to preach door to door. He said, you knock on the door and you tell people, please chant Krishna's names. Please follow Krishna's instructions. And worship Krishna. Koro Krishna Shika. Follow Krishna's instructions and worship. To beg the people with a full heart, with one's consciousness full of Krishna consciousness, beg the people in this way, knock on their doors. And if anyone refuses to chant, Mahaprabhu said, I will kill them. So Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas began knocking on all the doors. And Sri Radharaman, could you play harmonium? And we'll need to be amplified over here. And then perhaps... So people, different people reacted in different ways. Some people thought, oh, how wonderful. A simple request, chant the names of God. Yes, and they began to chant. Other people, and every preacher knows this, it's broadcasting seeds, and one doesn't know how others are going to react. So some people said, no, I think that you've become mad by the mercy of this Nimai Pandit. And other people said, you're knocking on my door so when we open the door, you can see what possessions we have. And then when you put your neck in, and you'll see what we have in the night, you'll come as thieves and steal everything. Get out of here before I bring you to the king's court. So different reactions. And when preachers all know this, that one can't control what is going to happen when one takes up the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas were not afraid because they were acting on the Lord's order. So at some point, one day, they saw Jagai and Madai, who were born in Brahmin families, but they were of the lowest degraded natures at this point in their lives. They drank wine all day long. They ate cow's flesh. They were thieves. They burned down people's houses. And especially in Nadia, in Mayapur, when there's a straw house that you're living in and someone ignites it, it's a moment before everything is destroyed. So they were the worst. And then Nittai and Haridas saw them. And they said, Nityananda Prabhu said, that if we could save these two, if we could reform them, then the name of our master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will become more famous and more glorious. At that time, not Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, he had not yet taken sannyas. But the name of our master will become glorious. So they decided to make their attempt. And what Nityananda Prabhu said was one of the things that really struck me as to what a guru is. He said, if somehow or another I can evoke the mercy of our master upon them, then certainly they'll be delivered. And Prabhupada also said this. He said, practically in his last days, when the devotees asked them about becoming gurus, he said, he who knows the heart of his guru, the mind of his guru, he can become guru. Chitte koriya aikya. So Nittai and Haridas, in a very jolly mood, went to the two and said, please chant Krishna's names. Worship Krishna. This is what Mahaprabhu had said. And follow Krishna's instructions. And by the way, I did recently hear Prabhupada say in a recorded lecture that he wanted everyone to be gurus. So it takes a particular heart. Now let's observe the heart of Nityananda Prabhu. First, we will observe the consciousness and heart of Jagai and Madai, because when they heard these instructions, they immediately, they were lying on the ground, they were fighting, they were embracing each other, they were drinking, they were pulling each other's hair. They immediately got up and started threatening Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas and began chasing them. Now, in this pastime in Chaitanya Bhagavat, there are many twists and turns and humorous parts of it, but we will make our telling of it short. And eventually, Jagai and Madai, being quite fat and quite drunk, they fell to the ground and gave up the chase, and Haridas and Nityananda laughed. And they reported the event to Mahaprabhu as he had ordered, to report back to me in the evening. And Mahaprabhu was quite upset that his devotees had been chased. Then Jagai and Madai began wandering throughout the Nabadweep Mayapur area. And they stopped their wandering and set up camp, their home, by the Ganga, right in front of the house of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there, kirtan would go on amongst the devotees in the evening and night. And they would harass everyone going to the Ganga. They were thugs, they were gundas, they were cruel. But they had one saving quality. Despite their sinful activities, they did not blaspheme Vaishnavas. So Mahaprabhu was passed by where they were, and he walked around them. And they said, oh, Nimai Pandit, you are singing so nicely every night. Maybe we can come and join you. You're singing Durga songs, yes? And they started drinking and laughing, and Mahaprabhu kept walking. But Nityananda Prabhu, when he was going to the kirtan, he went right before them, and in his heart, he thought, I will deliver these two. It began with the compassionate desire of Mahaprabhu reflecting into the soft and compassionate heart of Sri Guru. We say Sri Guru and Gauranga. That is Gaura and Nittai. So they said, where are you going? What is your name? They were bewildered with their wine and drinking. And Nityananda Prabhu said, my name? He was in a mood of a small boy. Playful. He talked to them. My name is Avaduta. And Madhai became so angry. He picked up a clay earthen pot, one that he had finished the wine within, and he threw it at Nityananda Prabhu and hit him in his head. And blood began to flow from the wound that Marai's earthen pot had opened up. Nityananda Prabhu smiled and simply was meditating upon Krishna. Jagai, seeing the blood coming from Nityananda's head, began to feel compassionate. And when Marai raised his arm to strike Nityananda Prabhu with another earthen pot, Jagai stopped him and he said, "Why are you acting like this? You are cruel. You are merciless. Don't hit him again. What good can come from hitting a sannyasi?" While this was going on, the passers-by saw Nityananda and the blood coming from his head. And they immediately went to where the kirtan was, where Mahaprabhu was singing with the devotees. And they told him. And Mahaprabhu, hearing this, rushed with the devotees to the scene. And he became furious. And he lost external consciousness. His mood shifted. And he began calling out, "Chakra, Chakra," loudly, again and again. And immediately, the Lord Sudarshan Chakra arrived. And Jagai and Madai, with their own eyes, could see it. But Nittai immediately approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he began to beg. "Now, watch the consciousness of Nittai and remember his mood. If I can somehow evoke the mercy of my Lord upon these two, they will certainly be saved. If I can evoke the mercy of my Lord, my Master, this mood is Sri Guru. And he knows the heart, the mind of his master. And he knows what will invoke mercy from his master." So Nittai began to beg. He had been smiling with the blood coming from his forehead. He said, "Oh Lord, when Madhai wanted to hit me again, Jagai stopped him. Because of my past karma, some blood has come from me, but I am not unhappy. Oh Lord, I request that you please give these two to me. Please be peaceful." And when the words, "when Madhai wanted to hit me again," it was Jagai who had stopped him. When these words entered the ears of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord returned to external consciousness and his heart melted. The Lord joyfully embraced Jagai. He said, "You have protected Nityananda. You have protected my Nittai. May Lord Krishna be merciful to you. By protecting Nityananda, you have purchased me. Whatever you desire in your heart, you will have. From today onward, you will have pure love, devotion for Krishna." And hearing this, all the Vaishnavas cried out loudly, "Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari! Hari Bol!" And as soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had uttered the words, "You will have pure love and devotion for Krishna," Jagai fell to the ground, unconscious, overwhelmed with love. Mahaprabhu then said to Jagai, "Oh Jagai, rise, look at me."
Jagaya could then see Sri Chaitanya in a forearm form holding Kansa disc, club and lotus. And seeing this, Jagaya again fell unconscious, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then took his foot and placed it upon the chest of Jagaya, and grasping the Lord's feet, Jagaya, who is now a saintly person, began to weep. Madhai had watched this. He saw the transformation in Jagaya, and he hurriedly fell down like a stick right before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he grasped the Lord's feet. He cried, "O Lord, you are so merciful. Every sin that Jagaya had committed, I have also committed. O Lord, please be equally merciful to me. Please, please be merciful to me. I will chant your name. Only you and no one else can deliver me." But Mahaprabhu replied, "No, Madhai. I will not show you mercy. You have made blood fall from Nityananda's body." Madhai said, "O Lord, please do not say this. Please do not abandon your own religious principles. You even gave shelter of your feet to demons who fought with you and wounded your own body with arrows." Mahaprabhu replied, "You made blood flow from Nityananda's body, from Sri Guru's body. Therefore, your offense is even greater than the demons. Nityananda Prabhu's body is dearer to me than even my own body." Madhai then said, "O Lord, please, please then tell me, how can I be saved? Please, O crest jewel of all physicians, please cure my disease so that I may too become well." And Mahaprabhu replied, "You have committed a great offense. You must fall down before Nityananda Prabhu and grasp his feet." And following Mahaprabhu's order, Madhai immediately fell down before Nityananda and tightly held the priceless treasure of Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet. Mahaprabhu said, "O Nitai, please listen. Madhai has fallen at your feet. He made blood flow from your body, and only you can forgive him. And he has now fallen down before you." Nityananda Prabhu said, "Lord, what can I say? It is you who should be merciful to them. It is you who have the power." But then Nityananda Prabhu continued, and he said, "O Lord, whatever pious deeds I may have performed in my past births, I give them all to Madhai." Whatever offenses were committed against me, I do not accept them. O Lord, please give your mercy to Madhai. Mahaprabhu said, "If you actually forgive his offenses, then now embrace Madhai. If you embrace Madhai, your forgiveness will bear its fruit." Accepting Mahaprabhu's order, Nityananda Prabhu tightly
embraced Madhai. And Madhai became free of all material bondage. Then Mahaprabhu then spoke to the two, "Do not sin again." And Jagai and Madhai said, "Oh Lord, we will not sin again." And then Mahaprabhu said, "Shuno Shuno, in truth, I have delivered you." Through Nityananda Prabhu, through Sri Guru, "If you sin no more, then I accept all your sins from millions of births." And hearing this, Jagai and Madhai fell unconscious, overwhelmed with bliss. And aware of their condition, Mahaprabhu ordered, "Take these two men to my house. I will perform kirtan with them. And what the demigod Brahma cannot attain, today I will give to them. I will make them the best of devotees in the world." And those who would bathe in the Ganga, if they touch these two men, will now say, "These two men are like the Ganga herself." And Nityananda Prabhu's promise never fails. "Please know for certain that all of this has happened because of Nityananda's desire." Thus, all the Vaishnavas took Jagai and Madhai to the Lord's home. And accompanied by the Lord, the devotees entered his home. And the doors were shut, and no one else could enter. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur then describes the wonderful kirtan that took place in the home. And then he describes how all the sins of Jagai and Madhai he himself accepted upon his body, and his body turned blackish as he stood before the devotees, and all the devotees stared at him. And the Lord asked the Advaita Charya, "Why are you staring at me?" And Advaita Charya said, "Because you look just like Krishna Chandra." Then Jagai and Madhai offered wonderful prayers. And then the kirtan began, and all the devotees danced together, and the Lord's body touched the body of Jagai and Madhai, and all the devotees were in ecstasy to see the fully transformed Vaishnavas, Jagai and Madhai. Now I'll just read the very short ending to this chapter of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will deliver everyone who hears this story of the two thieves' deliverance. All glory to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who delivered these two sinful Brahmins. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is supremely kind. He is an ocean of mercy. He is a thousand oceans of mercy. He sees only the virtues of others. He does not see their faults. Oh, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please be merciful to me. Please grant to me the ability to always chant and hear your glories. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the master of my master, and I pray that I may always be the servant of my two masters. the narration of the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have neither beginning nor end. And thus, as far as I know them, I have described his glories. I bow down to offer respect to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his associates, and I pray that I will not commit any offense to them. Who can understand Lord Chaitanya's plan? He transformed two thieves into great devotees of the Lord. And in this way, the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are full of nectar. And anyone who has faith in these pastimes attains Sri Krishna. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, are my life and soul. And I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet.